Cade Stevens is a champion footballer, of course, played for the Lavi Panthers over many, many years. Now he's out at Brockburrum. He's also a teacher. And Lou, I saw this pop up on his Facebook page, and I believe it's been doing the rounds amongst teachers for the for you know, friends basically on Facebook. If you're homeschooling remotely or digitally educating your kids and you need assistance with understanding something that's been assigned for your child, I'm a teacher. I'll try my best to answer your questions, even if you think it's a silly question, which I think is great, because there would be, I imagine, a lot of parents right now who are slightly concerned about what the future holds over the next few months.
Without a doubt. So to hopefully allay our fears and get us a little bit more organised for the homeschooling that is inevitable, we're going to talk to Cade right now. Morning, Cade.
Morning, Matt. Morning, Lou. How are we going?
Yeah, really good. Now, you are still in New South Wales teaching. You're at Trinity Anglican College, and the school is still open. But you mentioned that the school is urging parents to keep their kids at home if they can.
Yeah, we have. So originally, as of early this week, we urge parents to keep their children at home. However, obviously that's not the case. We've a lot of parents at our school involved with, in the doctor field, the work, the hospital field, whatnot. So we've kept our doors open, and that's something that people may not understand. We're still open. We're all still here at work, and we still have students here in school uniform, being supervised and being provided with education as well. However, today is actually our first day that we'll be running our online platform for students at home. So it's very unusual. It's something that you can't prepare for. It's, I guess, everyone in every field.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you think the parents are going to cope, you know, with online stuff? Is it fairly easy to get your head around?
Yeah, we have urged that the next 2 days is a trial for the junior school, kinder to year six, running it on Monday. So we're prepared for feedback. We're expecting it to be as close to possible as we can make it. We're doing our best to try and do that. And we put a survey out a couple of days ago for parents to participate in, just so that we can see how many parents have Wi-Fi, how many don't, how many have devices that they can use, and so on, to ensure that we can help them as much as possible. But I'd be expecting that, I mean, myself as a parent as well, there'd be a fair bit of anxiety around this whole situation. Own personal working situations, and also taking care of their children's learning needs. So there is certainly a lot of stress and anxiety in the air at the moment, but I would love to think that the situation that we're in here at our school, we've done the best we possibly can for the students. And
you know what? A round of applause for all of the teachers as well.
Yeah, great.
Mate, we're out of time.
I was just going to ask one really super quick question. What sort of length of time should you get the kids to focus? What's their attention span like? Are we talking a couple of hours at a time, or when should they be taking a quick break?
Yeah, they certainly should be taking breaks. I would think that no longer in front of a screen for, you know, probably 10, 15 minutes in front of a screen, possibly at the most, when they should be still getting themselves up. It's important for them to set up a nice working environment. Lying on their beds, probably not the best situation.
That's right.
A nice workplace, a desk where they can sit and, like in our case, watch our online videos that we're filming at the moment find a nice place.
All right, mate. We are out of time. You guys are doing a fantastic job. Cade Stevens, champion of the footy field, of course, and a teacher as well. You're all champions, the teachers. Well done, mate. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Luke.
It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M.